Look, it's no secret that for podcasters, influencers, and other content creators, branding is a major component in what you do. As a podcaster, I interact with people from all walks of life. Things move fast in conferences, meetings, meets and greets, and keynotes. And those you meet in these events are only long enough to exchange contact information for a later date when things slow down. That is, if they slow down, right? At my age, I can't remember all my social media handles to share at these fast-paced network events. But this dilemma is now a thing of the past with Contap, the first physical link in bio solution. That's right, I can now turn my interactions into opportunity with a simple tap or scan, and just like that, I instantly shared my website, social media handles, store, and podcast with anyone I choose to share. Contap comes in several physical devices. Since I'm always carrying my car keys around, I'm a big fan of the key fob. But no matter what device you choose, key fob, rubber bracelet, QR card, or button sticker, your branding information is quickly and securely shared using NFC technology. Turn everyday interactions into opportunity by sharing what matters. Click the link in the show notes to get 25% off your first purchase by using the promo code REDISCOVER. Be sure to use that link to get your discount. Contap is short for Connect Tap and is spelled C-O-N-N-T-A-P. And again, the promo code is REDISCOVER, all in the show notes. Trust me, a lot of my guests are entrepreneurs, coaches, and motivational speakers, and I'm recommending this to them as well. And in the spirit of networking and making connections, you can't go wrong. Thanks and enjoy the show. Our lives are laid out on a road of bumps, turns, struggles, and more. How do we respond? How do we endure adversity for learning and growth? I'm Aubrey Johnson, and we'll explore these questions and more on The Road to Rediscovery. Hello, and welcome to a special solo episode on The Road to Rediscovery. I'm your host, Aubrey Johnson. The Road to Rediscovery is about reflecting on life lessons to learn and grow from them, and of course, pay it forward and uplift others who are struggling through dark times. I was going through some old pictures the other day, and I came across a stack of photos from my early 20s from the many places I traveled early in my career. I took a long, hard look at the young man in those pictures. I peered into his eyes, observed his smile, and thought two things. First, man, I sure look good then. And then number two, wow, we sure had some fun. I looked away, then I looked again, and thought about what I was experiencing during that time, the events, the circumstances, everything. And it ranged through a myriad of things, from a broken heart to a stolen car, my car being stolen, that is, to getting a DUI and so much more. So realistically, sure, I had fun, but it wasn't all cake and sunshine. As we all experience in any point of our lives, there was good and bad. In my youth, I had an abundance of energy, strength, and vitality. I had hair. I had a modest but solid athletic build. But with all those good attributes, I had bad credit. I didn't make much money. And frankly, I was clueless about many different things in life. And now as I am closing in on 58 years, I now have no hair, a quote, dad stomach. But now with great credit, a tenured career with a very comfortable, sufficient income, and I'm a homeowner. So here's my question. Is it possible to have all the good attributes of your youth and your older years combined at one point in your life? Let me repeat that question. Is it possible to have all the good attributes of your youth and your older years combined at one point in your life? Yes, I believe it's possible, but I have long been a believer that if carried through properly, the suffering of younger years manifests the benefits when you're older. If this is what I believe, then why do I at times feel caught between nostalgia for youth and the wisdom and experience I have accumulated to this day? Now, do I wish to return back to those younger years? Hell no. I don't. But I sure wouldn't mind having some of the, quote, positive attributes from that time. The hair, the build, all that good stuff, right? And another thing, I'm fascinated by the irony of thinking I had it all figured out in my 20s and 30s while not having a damned clue. And now, today, at 57, realizing I know more today, but now I understand more than ever that I will never have it all figured out. And I'm okay with that. How's that for irony? So in a nutshell, we spend our younger years pursuing having it all, quote, figured out, and actually thinking we're getting closer to it, only to reach middle age to learn that we never will have it all figured out. And here's the kicker, not caring about that. I have to remind myself that the things that mattered to me in my young adult years no longer matter to me now. Things that I enjoyed then, I do not enjoy now. There's a whole different set of things that matter, meaningful things. And there's a whole different set of things that I enjoy today. Stupid daredevil actions, too embarrassing for me to share here, but a topic for another future episode that I've done before. I'm now old enough to dare not attempt. Does that make me boring? Perhaps. Old? Definitely. But I've come to realize that sort of wisdom keeps me around to enjoy the things in life that do matter to me today. Like being around for my grandsons, caring for my yard, my house, and yes, even driving my 20-year-old pickup truck. It wasn't easy, but I've long since exercised and moved past the guilt and shame of yesterday's mistakes and poor choices. I don't wish to return to my younger years, nor do I regret the poor decisions that led to bad experiences. As our older selves, we now know it's the good and the bad stuff that brings us to where we are and makes us who we are. As the generation of my old school parents and grandparents before me would say, tell the truth. I would love to hear from you, my middle to senior year age listeners out there. Have you ever found yourself between youth nostalgia and aging wisdom? Tell me your story at roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com. Well, there you have it. Again, just a short special solo episode sharing with you some of the thoughts and reflections I've recently had. I want to thank you so much for listening, and please know that in our daily struggles and adversities, we're never alone. And hope is always, always around the corner. I humbly ask that you please share this show with someone you know, someone you love, who needs motivation, inspiration, and support. You know, when it all comes down to it, we're all just roadies on this journey. But it sure feels good having you on the road with me. Thanks again for listening, and we'll chat again soon. We really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Road to Rediscovery. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email at roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com and leave us any questions or comments you may have.